Good afternoon, Senators. My name is Julia Freyer, and I'm speaking to you today in opposition of House Bill 648. Due to its potential negative impacts, perhaps unintended, on the regional electricity market. I'm an economist, and as managing director at London Economics International, an economic consulting firm, I currently direct many of my company's engagements involving economic analysis, forecasting, rate making, and market design for the electric industry. I have been actively engaged in the New England marketplace since prior to the commencement of ISO New England operations. I understand the New England power market and the ISO New England market rules. And I also understand the regulators' and consumers' perspective, having testified as an independent market expert in front of a number of regulatory agencies in New England and elsewhere across North America. I understand that the House bill you are considering is supposed to be comprehensive and is not intended to specifically attract or relate to a project like Northern Pass, but my testimony today is about Northern Pass. I was asked by Public Service of New Hampshire and its parent company to review the New England energy market in the context of the impacts of Northern Pass. However, the information I'd like to present does expand beyond just Northern Pass and does address what has been mentioned earlier about electricity infrastructure in general in New England.
Ms. Freyer, may I interrupt and just ask what I asked the gentleman previously, which is will your report be available for review by the committee, or is it work product that you're not, you know, at liberty to discuss broader?
I have prepared a written submission for the committee, so I'm going to try to keep it pretty short.
And
I apologize because I'm going to try to cut through and get to the key points.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. I think one of the questions today that's been asked is a question of reliability, and I'd like to reiterate really quickly about the Northern Pass project because the energy transported on the Northern Pass project, because of where it's being sourced and how it's going to enter the New England marketplace, is going to improve system reliability and resource adequacy in New England, wholesale electricity market. And I think that's an important fact that the senators should have before it. In order to get scheduled and dispatched, the energy that would be flowing on a Northern Pass will be competitively priced when compared to the region's existing resources. And so it will displace more expensive and higher carbon-emitting resources in the New England marketplace. As a result of that displacement, Northern Pass will create reductions in market clearing prices and carbon emissions reductions that will benefit electricity consumers across New England, but including consumers in New Hampshire. And although I think you've heard this from the Public Service Commission today, although the project is located physically in New Hampshire, you have to understand how it benefits, both from a cost perspective and a reliability perspective, how it benefits the entire New England grid, because New Hampshire is not an island. Also, one of the issues you've heard from New Hampshire Public Service Commission today as it relates to reliability and resource adequacy is the fact that we are in oversupply currently. And if we tally the numbers, the megawatts of generating capacity we have, and compare that against peak demand, we are in a situation where, business as usual, we are going to have sufficient generating capacity for many years to come. But I think those numbers are an oversimplification of the reality of how the markets operate, and they understate the potential for fundamentals to change in our business as usual outlook, which has ramifications for consumers in New England and New Hampshire with respect to the costs and availability of electricity. A large portion of New England's fleet is not generating capacity routinely, and I think the New Hampshire Public Service Commission talked through this. They are available, but they're not economic, and they face a rising risk of retirement. If you would allow me, I'd like to share three points about why I think...
Three points,
okay. Why I think...
Not paragraph form.
things are changing. According to my tabulations, New England is at risk for 14,000 megawatts of retirements. That is substantial. I'll be the first to say I don't think we're going to get 14,000 megawatts of retirements tomorrow all at once. But even if we have a portion of those retirements, New England would be at risk for resource inadequacy unreliable electric service. New England is a region that is highly exposed to gas price volatility and shortages in supply. That is a reliability problem as well. This project, by sourcing its energy from a hydro-dominant system, is going to create fuel diversity and improve reliability from that perspective as well.
And three?
And the third point is, I think of this project, I think this was mentioned earlier, that this project is a project that is going to be a cost obligation to consumers here in New Hampshire. It is a project that creates benefits for New Hampshire consumers without imposing them with long-run cost obligations. So in my view, the way that I view it is that it's a low-cost or no-cost premium insurance against all the uncertainties in the market that could create reliability problems for us in the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and we look forward to receiving your report. Thank you.